that we left off I'm sorry that it'll be short here because it's Friday and I have so many telephone calls. I just couldn't start before. All because of that, the situation in Israel, so I couldn't start before. So, even maybe Rekem Nachago, he has to say for Nachu for Nachu. What does Rekem Nachago mean? Because Tanakam says Minasaya. Minasaya means, doesn't mean that to overseas, but distant place. Rekem Nachago is relatively close to us.
Practically inside?
No, not practically. It's close, but it's chutzlaretz. Muvloisk, you could say practically inside, but not smuchetz. Rabbi Mubtan, Rabbi Gamliel, Ima, Hamid, Merek, Nachago, Rabbi Lezer, Ima, Afim, Falud, Mulud. V'yom Rabbaye, Bayoris, Asmuchetz, Arz Yisroel, Umuvlois, Bitchum, Arz Yisroel, Askinon. Now we have to remember what, how Rashi explains Muvlois. So, let's say, so Rashi says, because the Torah says in Masi, it mentions. Torah says in Masay, discussing the Gvulim about Israel, Amid Bola Medalet, Amid Bola Medalet, prosecute the Savisem Lochem Ligvul Kedmo Machatza Inon Shvomo. It's the name of the town. ויורד הגבול משפום הוריב לו מקדם לאוין ויורד הגבול מוכר על כסף יום הכנרס קיימו. So the Torah mentions certain towns as gvul. Now, you know, a gvul is a line. A town is more than a line. So the question is, how can a town be gvul? You know, a line has no width, but just has length. But a city has length and has width and everything. Now here the Torah mentions. So Rashi explains it. If the Torah would mention, that couldn't be possible. One city is equal. That's not possible. One city couldn't be equal. Or if it is made, one city is mentioned as the Gula Mizrach, let's say this is Mizrach. This is Mizrach. And let's say this city is Rabbah, because that's a certain city. Suppose this is mentioned in the Torah as the eastern border. So then it would mean either this line is the border or this line. But the city in its entirety could not be considered the border. A border has to be a line, just length and no width. Here the Torah mentions a number of cities. So let's say two cities. This city is mentioned as a border, and this city is mentioned as a border, as the eastern border. So what is the real border? You draw a line from the outskirts of this city and the outskirts of this city.
Which so outskirts?
One second.
The inner outskirts or the outer outskirts?
Please, Mr. Minkus, please don't interrupt me. Please don't interrupt me. So, you draw a line. This is the outermost life of this city, and what it extends. There is another city which is designated the sequel, and that extends, bulges out, Litzaramizor. So the line Rashi says would be a line that is drawn from here to here. So in other words, any village here would be beyond the eastern border of Hatzisoil, would be Chutzlach, you see. Any village here, Lichnim, of the eastern border, would have been of Hatzisoil. So, there are a number of villages. Here a little village, here a little village, here a little village. So actually it's Chutzlach is happening. Actually it's Chutzlach is because the real border is the line drawn from the outskirts of the eastern outskirts of this city up to here. But the eastern outskirts, the outmost eastern extremity of this city is over here. But any village here is within, is milifnim of the outermost line of this city, but it's michutz of the outermost extremity of this city. So mele, but the real border, the demarcation line between Artsoil and Chutzlaretz is this line, not this line, this line.
Not drawn
diagonally? No, not diagonally. Not diagonally. It's straight. It's not diagonally. It's straight. Since this is designated as the border, and this is the border, so the real demarcation line is a straight. I mean, it's a line. Not a line like this, but a line like this. So any village here, strictly speaking, Chutzlaretz, it is Chutzlaretz. Any village here would be Artsisoil. But the villages here, even though they are Chutzlaretz, are called Mivlois. So it's Mivlois b'sech tumish l'Artsisoil. All right. That's what Rashi says. Now let's see anymore. Now, Rav Gamliel, I'm half a maid, I'm a wreck, I'm a chago. Rav Lezerim Rafu Mfaludim Lilud Biyom Rabbaye Vayores Aspur Al Atsroim Voi Vitchum Atsroel Askinon Biyom Rabbe Vachon Lidi Chosla Hu Asre Vavim Kikubulim Pridise Micho Al Tanika Mesova Hanaloizor Maila Bihokim Dimal Sova Lidishim Pkin Lishmo. In other words, Tanika holds only Mindinasiyamis. Mindinasiyam Tesva says at the very beginning means Mokimorek. All right. So if somebody brings a get from Rome, from friends, to Eretz Yisrael, so then he has to say Fenech Fenech. But if someone brings a get from Rekim and Chago, he doesn't have to. So the Gemara wanted to explain, and Ram Gamliel says, even from Berkechal, Tanak Samu Sova Hanu Yitzor, Magmar Sova Libishim Kin Lishmo, Vihanu Gmire. In other words, Rekim Yechago, they are Gomia. So that's why it Kamikan says he doesn't have to say. And Ram Gamliel says, Nisim Mikaine. So since it's Chutzlaretz, some Mele, there isn't real transportation and movement. Because the Jews, after all, there is a Nisar of Chutzlaretz, Nisar of Chutzlaretz. How could there be real movement, constant movement, the way there is, let's say, between Chicago and Milwaukee? Because there is no Isa, but over there, even though it's closed, but there is an Isa. So the movement is restricted. Some may let, what?
There's an Isa?
To Lot is not to soil of Oslo.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Masa Vashin Kinishmo, Vanit Mira, Masa Vashin Kaimi, Vanin Amelo Ishlicha. So the Mora says, Rabmetal the Time, Rabmetal the Time, Rabmetal the Time, and Kulam Shin Kinishmo. But then you ask, So why does Rav Gamliel say that that even from Rechem Lechagor, so they have to say from Rechem Lechagor. Then the Kamis of Bahani given this Muches Migmar Gmire, the Osram of the Mim of Lois Gmire, Muches Loid Mire, was Rabbi Mim of Lois Nam Eloish Lotach Nesayam. So there is a distinction between the Tam of Ram Gamliel and the Tam of Rabbi Lezer. Gamliel is Chayle, he says, it requires an Echem Lechagor because it's loyfki in lishmo. It's not a machlekes in mitzias. It's a question of degree. It's a question of degree.
Somewhere
in the middle. Yeah, in the middle, yeah. And then, but Rabbi Lezer, he's not chilek in regard to the degree. I mean, muvlois are just as bulky as not the soul itself, but because of liplu. All right. What?
Why is there machlokes
about
like blood?
That's right.
Why is there machlokes what you say like blood or not?
That's right. So Ram Gamliel agrees with Tanakame. We don't say Lui Plug. We don't apply the concept of Lui Plug. We not always do we apply the. It depends. Not always. It's not the cloud God that we always say Lui Plug.
We don't say it down the line
all
the
time. That's right. And Ram Gamliel says Lui Plug. Manam Lishriam Time the Horn Shikin Lishmo welcome me down some anakin's nigman mirabas and memories mira smugas loid mire for some memories name not because loid mire. He admits that it's mire. Shall we tell him this a yamroy poke? Rob me thousand time you come since in the kind of then come so anakin is smugas mishka shriche was a gambier memem loy shriche smugas loy shriche. The Osar Ablezal in Meima, Mivlois Name, Shalit Tachleik Bimdinesayam. Tachnesayam, now two things. So, I mean, one thing we have to understand. Bishleime, according to Rabbi, who explains everything from the point of view of Gie, all right, so we understand. Smuches is not so bulk. It's a question of degree. But Muvlois, since it's Muvlois, so it is just as book. And so why does a blazer require for Nechlechlam? Because Leitach, Leitluk. But according to Rove, so it's on the basis of Nei Mitzvim Likaimei. So we understand as to why Rabbi Gamliel holds that Smuches is also not sufficiently Shrich, because true, it's very close, maybe it's 5 miles, very close, you can come there, I mean, even by foot, I mean, in a few hours, but since there is an Iser of also losses not soil the chutz loretz, so only for certain reasons, of course, there are many situations you're allowed to. Totally, so easy, even for business, but it's restricted. It's not unrestricted, the movement, because of the Isa. But the question is, why does the Gemara say, "Alibi the Rav Lezer," so the Tam Ishali Tachlik? Bishleime, according to Rabbi, the Gemara has to say, "Shali Tachlik," because it's not Mistaber that in Mivlois the degree of knowledge of Lishmo is less than in Eretz Yisrael Mamash. Not Mistab. Smuches, yes, there is a question of degree. There is a difference in how knowledgeable they are. But Muvlo is not. But here, from the point of view of Rove, that is not a question of being knowledgeable, not knowledgeable, but of Edim Yitzim Likaimei. So that depends upon the frequency of movement, of transportation. So, for the same reason that by Smuches, Ram Gamliel says that you have to say Fanach Fanachtam, because since there is an Isa, so no matter how close it is, the movement, the transportation is restricted substantially. You cannot just...
Even close.
Yeah, but the same lambda should apply to Mavlois also. Money. The Rashi says the Feiresh that if it is like this, so then the real borderline is here. So any village here, like Mavlois, is already Chutzlaretz. If it's already Chutzlaretz, so the Iser of Osa Lotzis Mertz, so the Chutzlaretz should apply. So why? So you could say Reb Lezer, the time is because Haniname in Mitzvah. Questionably, from the point of view of Kriyin Lishmo, so you couldn't say it. Because as far as being knowledgeable in Lishmo is concerned,
you know as much.
The same degree. But as far as it is truly kindly, it's mistaken that since it's Alpidin Chutzlaret, so the movement is restricted. You cannot go just like that, just for enjoyment.
For Schere, you're allowed to go.
Schere, all right.
So if it's very close, so don't go out to the
all right. All right. Okay.
So we got invoice tickets.
Yeah. I accept it. It's okay. Schere is one of the things that's all right. Maybe Litos, so not everybody is interested in Litos. But Schere, everybody, okay. I accept it, yeah. But I think, because I wouldn't say it, but I have other things to make. I think that the Iser of Losolotis now to Soil Chutzlaretz is concerned, which is something separate than the Chiyuv to dwell in Arzis. The Arzis is one thing, but Osolotis now to Soil Chutzlaretz is an Iser even if he show. From the Gemara, it's a raya that you cannot even cross the border of between Yasol and Chutzlaretz even to return 5 minutes later, even temporarily for a few minutes. So there's something separate than the mitzvah of being with Yisrael. So as far as the Yisrael of Yisrael and Chutzlaretz is concerned, it doesn't apply to Mavlois. Why? The question is why shouldn't it apply? I mean, we see that there are certain halochas in regard to Mavlois. Now, another aloche, there is no Gemara Sanhedrin here, but Gemara Sanhedrin says that hey, and Sanhedrin says there is aloche, the Yosef Shevet Mehuda, Mechichit Meraglov. So Losa Shevet Mehuda il Roshikol Yeshebi Boba Mechik in Meraglov, that's Nisim Shebarat Yisrael. So the power of the Rish Galuse is much more than the power of the Kirchas of the Nosi. Because the Rish Galuse is being Kimelachening. This is explained because they are Ben of David HaMelech. So Ben Kimelach, so they have a Kirch Kvi. The heavy kirkvie over the whole Kador, if the Rosh Gruse gave a dying who is competent to be done, then it can be done, and it can be kefe, it can be kefalod, and if it's toy in Mishalim, if the Nosi gave Rishus, so if the Rosh Gruse gives Rishus to dying, it's effective for Bobel and the Arts Israel. But if the Nosi gave the shoes, it's only effective for Eretz Yisrael, but it's not effective for a dying in Bava. But the Gemara says, Mavlois, the two Mavlois, it is effective. If a Nosi gave the shoes to a dying, to be done on the Kriya, so it's effective for all the cities in Eretz Yisrael and for all the villages that are Mavlois. All the villages that are Mavlois. In other words, if there's a village here, the diet can be done, and if he makes a mistake, he's got a mishal. So we see that Mavlois is not just a geographical, you know, fact, I mean, with no significance. It has significance. Why? Why did it have significance? Let's go over the Rashi. Midrashim. Pomer Abayahu es Alolushi, si mis pukhalaos es hoy, la nechik mechago, der Amlil, van der Plezer, ad ismuches fei, שאַפ מוזלוי זיין די טרומער שיינע מאלצ זאָל. וואָס איז מאַכט צו
דעם מאַל סמוך איז צו.
יא, אַלץ, וואָס איז נאָט מוך איז צוויי, ביקאָז וואן איז 5 מיילס און וואן איז 50 פיט. נאָ דאָט. דאָס מוך איז צוויי, דאָס קאל אויף די דינס מוך איז צוויי, ביקאָז דער אַ מוזלוי איז ווידן די טרומער. וואָס איז דאָס מיט דעם
צוויי?
דאָ אויף די ואומר הבעיה, היות לא שישים שמור הספרן אחר כמחגו, זה גם מיר, ויאנו זה רבי עזרה וסמוך הספי, שעב מבלו יישים בתחום. So that's the reason as to why you call it סמוך הספי. אלו שאינו מארץ ישראל, but it's not ארץ ישראל, it's חוס לארץ. But it's מבלו יישי, חלישם מבלו יישי, you see, לגבי רישוס. So the רישוס from the נוסי, is effective ligabi Arz Yisroel and ligabi Mevloi. So it is a little bit like Arz Yisroel. Sham Mevloi is in the Trumel, she in Arz Yisroel, can they come to Sovar and Yitzrichem, she in the Smuches, for us long Amir Yisuf is Smuches, and made him Mevloi, for a blazer he is Yifes Ham Mevloi, veich Adom Mevloi, kin Ayorin Shemono Akosu. So, how shall I soil this? Will you see this? I'll be some of my full kid, no Hatzreno, or men like Bula Yores rabbis, or men like Alon Huslores, the Yeshman she built this, but have you saying, Litzada Mizra? So, in other words, this is the threat of me. So, this is built, Litzada Mizra. Come up, so is. זה המיזה עבור חמש פסוי, שמסילה הלכת מזלזו הוא הגבול. So this is the goal. ומסילה הלכת מזלזו הוא הגבול. והיועת.
So then it's Mamishas Yisroel. No, it means that
the
outside of the area outside of the
and
Bayern.
You mean a village here outside?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I
don't know.
Because otherwise, how do we know that we start from this city and not from this city?
No, so we start the one that is closest, you know, to yet. Valois. Well, I have been a lot of these when she didn't have the same. As a matter of fact, even if we say like this, I don't think this is a rush. But assuming that you are lying, it doesn't affect what I'm going to say. Lifnim blitzes ayir abiletes. Correct, so he said. So, lifnim misiras ayir abiletes. So that way, this is the ayir abiletes. So, and it's a village here, you see. So it's lifnim, but it's already outside the real border marker, the demarcation line. היורס אם יוכלים ציור לפנים ולסייב לס, כל מובלה וסרע תחום, ואף לא חיינו מארץ ישראל. Now we have to listen. Now, let's see a gemore in Gitu. Here. דף חס המדל. Seventh line from the top of them, the Tani. Izeu Eretz veizeu Chus Loretz. Kol Shishifeya veyeret mitore amnu lefnim. Tore amnu lefnim, that's here or that is mentioned the Torah as a gvul, as the ma, as the gvul, marobis drenis. Let's say, this is the Yamagodras. Before, I called it the Mizrach, now we call it the Yamagodra, which is Mayat.
end, so the Torah says, "V'hoyo lachem hayam libu." In other words, the Mishnah here mentioned the various borders of Eretz Yisrael. There's the eastern border. Mashkon Lidorem, Vashkon Kidorem, there's the southern border. Yakol Litzopim, Bakol Litzopim, the northern border. What about the western border? So, Rashi says, the western border, there's the Yamagodl, Mediterranean Sea. That's the western border. That's mentioned in Mashkon. Bamidbor Lamedalet Posik Vol Ugvul Yam Behoyolochem Ayamagod Ugvul Ze Yelochem Gvul Yam. So first the Torah says Ugvul Yam Behoyolochem Ayamagod Play. So we know that the shore, the Mediterranean shore, is the western shore. Then the Torah says Ugvul Ze. So, something else. So, what's the pshat? Yilochem Vulyam. Why did the Torah repeat twice that the Yamagodl Mediterranean Sea is the western border? So, the Gemara says, the price. Izeo Eretz, Izeo Choslores, Kol Sheshefeya Beyeret Mitore Amnen Lifnim Eretz Yisrael. Mitore Amnen Lechut. Is chutzlots. Vanasim shebiyam reine isom kilchut motuach aleihem. Liture amnin ad nachum etzrayim. Min achut lefnim Eretz Yisrael. Min achut lechut chutzlots. What does it mean? In other words, this is the Yamagod. Let's say, suppose this, the end of this Gemara, marks the shore of the Mediterranean. But then, there are two ends. There is the southern end, and the northern, so this is the hill, it's a mountain. This is a mountain. And according to Teisves, it's Mishupe the mountain. Sound is Mishupe. Okay. Okay. That's a good idea. Okay. It's Mishupe. And then, at the northern end, you have Nachum Mitzrayim. The Machlik is what Nachum Mitzrayim is, whether it's the Nile River, the Machlik is a shame, or it's something else, it has an Arabic name, I forgot. What? Yeah,
the
Rush, Machlik is a shame. Well, I mean, I can be Machlik.
No,
it's Machlik between Rashi, what?
The Arabic name,
Vial what? I forgot, all right, whatever it is. So that's the northern, that's the Nachum Mitzrayim is the border of Marobi Svenis. And the Hero Ture Amnein is Marobi Svenis. So the Rabbonim say, Anasin Shebiyam, Reineison Kilochutal Motuach Aleim Ture Amnein, Ad Nachum Mitzrayim. Now let's say, this is Nachum Mitzrayim.
That's
the
southern
part. Nachum Mitzrayim is the northern. The northern. Nachum Mitzrayim is the No, you are right. Is the southern. Nachum Mitzrayim is the southern. You're right, of course you're right. Because Nachum Mitzrayim is the southern, and the Hero is the northern. I said it the reverse, so it was a mistake. So Nachum Mitzrayim is the southern, and the Hero Tur Amnein is the northern. So Anasin Shebiyam, let's say, here is the shore. And then you have certain islands. Here. So, all the pieces. One second, please.
Cyprus style.
Right. So according to Teisves, so it means we draw an imaginary line from the Shipua. You know, it goes in its length, and this is the highest point, and then it goes down in its length again. So this is the length. So we draw an imaginary line from the top, the highest point in the length of the Torah Amnein, to Nachal Mitzrayim. So any island, this is the line. This is the line. So any line, island here, within the name of that line, imaginary line, is Eretz Yisrael. Any island here, the chutz of the imaginary line, is chutz lot. That's what Rabban is. V'anashin shebiyam reini isik v'chut m'tir m'tur amnin ad nach Mitzrayim. V'chut l'ifnin Eretz Yisrael. An island here, Eretz Yisrael. An island here is chutz lot. V'nachut l'chutz chutz lot. Reb Yehuda Meir calls Kenegel Eretz Yisrael Harei Uke Eretz Yisrael. According to Reb Yehuda, so the whole Yamagodl that is Mamesh Kenegel, this strip of Mediterranean Sea that is enclosed between the Torah Amnein on the north and Nachal Mitzrayim on the south has a din of Chutz La'aretz. So Rabin Petar asked Rabin Tam Shaile, that means that certain parts of sovereign friends were connected this strip of the Yamagodl, of sovereign friends. So it should be hiding from some ISIS. Up to the end, you mean?
Of the Mediterranean?
Yeah, all the whole Mediterranean, the whole strip, has a din of Eretz.
Why?
Because that's the Gzeiras HaKosov, according to Rabbi. Why is that? That's the Gzeiras HaKosov. One second,
you said there's a line.
That's according to Tanakama, and I'm explaining it according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh.
So Rabbi Yehuda, every territory that is connected Eretz Yisrael, connected that strip, you know, has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Certain towns in southern France, so have it should have it in that soil. So Rabbi Petah rest Rabbi Tam should be hiding from his mitzvahs. So one of the tavuts in me was that like of shua libavel, like of shua libavel. But the libavel were not kiddush at Harbi Kochim Kofshu in Mitzrayim, the like of shua libavel. Anyway. So, the Gemara says, Reb Yehuda Meir kol shekenege Eretz Yisrael ke Eretz Yisrael, shenemar, ugvul yam v'hoy lochem hayam hagodel, ugvul ze yeh lochem gvul yam. So, ugvul ze yeh lochem gvul yam. Then the Gemara says, so how does Reb Yehuda know that every territory that is kenege Eretz Yisrael across the Mediterranean,
up to
up to the Atlantic? Let's say any city in America, in the American continent, even if you figure it out, there might be American cities too that are connected to Eretz Yisrael, that piece of Eretz Yisrael. But see, up when he says up to Yamak Yonis, the Buddha says up to Yamak Yonis, that means up to the Atlantic. But Southern France is beyond, is across the Mediterranean, but it's is before the Atlantic. So Mimele, that should be Eretz Yisrael. So that was the Shaila that Rabbi Petar asked. Now, how does Rabbi Yehuda know? Because the Torah repeats, Ugvul yam bo yelochem hayam agodir. Then again, Ugvul ze yelochem ugvul yam. So why do the Torah have to repeat, Ugvul ze yelochem ugvul yam? The answer is to advise us that the Gvul Yam V'Lechem Hayam HaGodol that is expressive of the Aloche, that the Mediterranean is the border. But then the other half of the Pasuk, Gvul Zeh Yilechem Gvul Yam, advises us that not only Mediterranean is the western border, but any territory that is opposite Eretz Yisrael, within that strip of the Mediterranean, is also Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara is the Kashe, how about the Rabbanon? So the Rabbanon say no. So after all, so according to Rabbanon, so we draw an imaginary line from here to here. So any island that is here, is out of soil. Any island that's lechutz is chutzlot. Why does the Torah have to mention twice that the Mediterranean Sea is a gvul? So the Gemara says, V'rabbonon, hayu gvul may abdalei, mi boyalei linasi. In other words, to tell us that any island, if there, any island, any territory that is lifnim is of that line is as soil, and any piece of territory, any island roots of that imaginary line that is drawn between the Turamni and Nachal Mitzrayim is chutzlar. The Rabbi Yude Nasni Tzorikon. Of course, it seems that that's the way it's mistaber. I mean, Nasni Tzorikon. Once we have one posik that the line is there. Is the gvul from Mele. It applies to Nasim as well as to the water. I mean, why? We have a separate posik in regard to the water and a separate posik in regard to the aboshe. Why do we need to pursue it? So it's very difficult. We have to understand it. Now, I remember when I was a child, so 55 years ago, 56 years ago, and a number of Talmidim, Yeshiva Sabzichonon, who came from Eretz Yisrael, they were Talmidim with my father, Shia, and they learned in Yeshivas, in Eretz Yisrael and Chevrein. At that time, there were only two Yeshivas, either Chevrein or Merkez Harav. Merkez Harav is the
Yerushalayim.
And Talmidim who learned in Merkez Harav or in Chevrein, so they told me that Chaim Sonnenfeld was the Rov of Ruach HaRedis in those days. So in those days it was quite different than today. So it was a different picture altogether.
Better.
And listen, so then, so Chaim Sonnenfeld passed, you know, people used to take walks in Tel Aviv on the Sfas Hayam. Tel Aviv, Yaffe, I mean, beyond the beach, yes. So all the scientists said that the Sfas Hayam receded within the millennia. In other words, let's say this was the Sfas Hayam here. So they said that, let's say, Bisman Vayisheni, the Sfas Hayam was here, but the water receded. So Mimele, now the Sfas Hayam is here.
Moved back?
Yeah, moved back. The water, it receded. The water receded. So then Mimele, Rabbi Chaim Sonnenfeld passed them that when they take a walk near the Sfas Hayam, they should be careful not to go mamish till the shore, because then they'll be either on the Yisra of also Lotze Yismeat Yisroel Achoslaz. Anyway, and that was a time when my father gave a shir in Gittin. I said something to my father liked it very much, and he accepted it. I said, I don't think that it is so, on the basis of this Gemara in Gittin. Because the Gemara says here, the Rabbonon hayu gvul may avdalei mi boyel linasi. The Rabbi Yude, and it was at that time my father really gave his shir in Gittin. The Rabbi Yude nasin litzrich ekor. Nasin litzrich ekor. Why so? Yude is right. Why do we need a special posik for nasin? We know
that the imaginary line is the borderline, so is the borderline for the yam and for the aboshe. We need a separate positive. So I said, it's muchach from this, that actually there are two borders. One gvul is the shore, and one gvul is
the
imaginary line that is drawn between Turi Amnein and Nachmetz Chaim. Why do we need one? But the way it was at the time of the Kibush Oras and the Yeshua, so the imaginary line was really
extended
westward, beyond the shore. But then, in the years, in the millennia, when it's receded...
What does it mean, receded? Was it more water or more land?
Please, do me a favor. So, it's when it receded, so then, the shore became already beyond
the
heretofore imaginary line. The heretofore imaginary line. So I said, this is the pshat in this gemara, that there are two gvul. One gvul is the imaginary line, and if there hadn't been any receding, that would be the only practical borderline. But since in the course of years it recedes, so we have to have recourse to another borderline. That's the shore. So Mele, since it receded, that's why we need two psukim. One posik, the first half of the posik tells us, Ugvul yam voye lochem hayam hagodel. Ugvul ze yeh lochem gvul yam. So Ugvul ze yeh lochem gvul yam means that the imaginary line is the gvul. But there is another gvul. The shore of the sea. Since it receded, so then everything becomes, even the portion that Bishas Kibush Oretz, it was Chutzal Oretz, but since it receded, so Mimele, it became incorporated in that soil. So my father, he radiated when I tell them, he says, Zeyabut, Dos Yabitir Shashitim Kubetis.
You got this.
Yeah, there's a Gemara in Bamitzia. And then my father told all Tamim, Arm is gerecht. In other words, not like the Psak of Yisrael.
Instrumental in helping you. Damn it, cabaret master. W-B-E-Z. Here's music from tenor saxophonist Tony DeGrady.
Thank you.
Before it receded. So now that you are allowed to bathe in the sea, in the Mediterranean Sea, you see. No practical benefit now.
Suppose it'll be the other way,
you know, sometimes the water goes, recedes that way, you know, I mean. So he said, it's a befeir shishit mugbetis. The Gemara in B'mitzir that forbids Chav Aleph from Aleph, and it continues into Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Haganef shenotal mizeh v'nosan lezeh. V'chein gazlen shenotal mizeh v'nosan lezeh. V'chein yardin shenotal mizeh v'nosan lezeh. Mashenotal Mashenosa Nosa. So Rashi says, Yardei, so Vichin Shono, or as Rashi says, in other words, there was a flood, and the Yardei, but there was a flood in the Yardei. So the water went over the border, and then it took in certain objects. Let's say, all kinds of treasures or valuables. And then, it another time, the next day, it again there was a flood, and the same object that it took away from one sodi, suppose there are a number of sodis that are on the shore. So, at first it took away certain treasures, valuables, from Ruvin sodi, and it took it in, and then the next day, it brought it out, it threw it out, and Shimon sodi. So Shimon can be zeich in it. So, and this is also good because there is huge. I mean, when a Bailim sees the Yardin took in certain valuables, he's misyarish. So melee the next day or the next hour, the same Yardin threw it out and Shimon saw the Shimon can be zeich. But the Shimon Betzes says, Yerushalmi, it's mashma something else. Not that there is any machlekes, but he says in Yerushalmi it's mashma something else. The thing Yad in Shinotal, Pirish Yerushalmi. Lian Dusha Soretz, Shayardi nu Mapsik bin El Tisroel Arasami, the Echod Nagvul Isu Ayardi, Kirsiv Ayard nu Gvul, Mishmoche Koma, Shilu Notal Ayardi Merasami, it moved back the water, it moved back one way direction or the other direction, שאילו נוטל הירדים מארץ עמים בהירחית גבול אורץ, הרי מה שנוסן בהירחית לארץ ישראל בקדוש אורץ, ומישך אצל הארץ ונוסן לארץ העמים על חוץ לאורץ, יחושב שהכוסוף תולו גבול אורץ בירד. So it's Mephirish Yeshal. What is that? That's right. That's right. Why? Because the Torah says, Boyelach Hayardin Ligvul. Yardin Ligvul. So it doesn't matter. 3,000 years ago, 35 centuries ago, so the shore of the Yardin was here. But today, the shore of the Yardin is here. Let's say, tomorrow, the shore of the Yarden is here. So, it's out of soil. So it can contract and it can expand. What?
How does it work without kibush, though? Kibush is criterion at the time of kibush.
No. Kibush, you see. Rabbi Peter asked Rabbi Tam, why aren't we in southern France hiding from the nice? So, several times. Oh, well, yes, the taste is in it. A few days, the coach in the soil, the first time down, the second taste is. Show Rabbi Petal Ramatam, with Manazel, you will scribe the review of my sir, Sean of Marov Shalar Soil, the Heishi, the Loikaimel and Kiradu.
Oh, you mean he's in his own land? I mean, he lived in France.
Yeah, Rabbi Peter.
He says, the land that I live in, I have to shade off my sin.
That's right. Aber koshe, dich Rabbi Yude hoi maki b'chol Eretz Yisrael, shabbi yonush, she kulom hoi pkin lishmot an alakash. Lekach she yishleima, tloikop she hakar lelibobah. And then Rashi says, even according to Rabbi Yude, it only means everything that is opposite as Israel in the Yam, but in the Aboshe, not. So the southern fence is already across the other side of the Mediterranean Sea. Is that not? But the question is, what is that? Rabbi Yehuda didn't know that the Bovel were not Kibish southern fence. I mean, Rabbi Peter didn't know that the Bovel were not Kibish. So in fact, and Rabbi Tam, Steretz was Lekanon Kabir, implication being the contrabure in Achanami. We have so Sodom friends is hiding from his mind. Why? El Bobel Wakibeshet. Inconceivable. That Rabbi Tam held that El Bobel Wakibesh Sodom friends. I mean, this is inconceivable. It's not in Miller Adas. Very unreasonable.
The holy Bible means the Jews coming up from Bobo. Did they conquer southern France or not?
Yeah. That's loyal on us. The answer is this. If something is a gvul, then the gvul itself doesn't require kibush. If we are kibush, if the Jewish people is kibush, the land that is enclosed within the gvul, so the gvul itself, ipso facto, automatically becomes niskabim business. But the shaila is this. Let's say, suppose this is the gvul. This is the gvul. This is a gvul. This is a city that is mentioned. And so if the Jewish people is kadesh, all the territory up to the gvul, then the gvul itself automatically becomes niskabim. But suppose the Jews are Kiddush only the territory up to here, and a small piece of land between the end of the place that they were Kiddush and the city that is a Gvul was itself not nearby. So then we cannot say the Gvul becomes automatically Kiddush, because how would it be a paradox? In other words, the gvul itself would be in Scottish, and this piece of strip of land would not be in Scottish. So when do we say that the gvul automatically becomes in Scottish? By virtue of the fact that the territory it encloses is Niskadesh only if the territory up to the Gvul was completely Niskadesh. So Rabbi Peter held and Rabbi Tam agreed with him that the Ili Bovel, of course they want Kevish, so they're friends and they want Kevish, the any portion of the Yamagodl, the Yamagodl, but he assumed that the territories, the Eretz Yisrael, up to the Yamagodl, were all nirbish by the Ilbo. So Mimele, the Gvul itself, was automatically miscarriage of soil. So, and some Mimele, according to Rabbi Yudeh, everything is the Gvul, even Sovereign France is the Gvul. So Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Tam agreed with him. So the question is,
But
they captured it near the western border. They captured them.
Southern France is like the Gvul.
Yeah, Southern France is the Gvul. Yeah, it's like part of the Mediterranean.
So melee
becomes Kajal. And Rabbi Tam agreed with Rabbi Peter. But he says we don't pass like Rabbi Yud.
That's only carrots.
And then Tesis gives another teretz that Loikov Shul Bovel. So he doesn't mean Loikov Shul Bovel, Sovereign France. So he means even a small piece of land before the Mediterranean was not the Yerushalayim Bovel. So Mele, the Yamagodl itself cannot automatically be Niskadesh.
No.
Of course not.
You see, Rabbi this... Rabbi Yehuda holds it good.
But please. This is the goal. This is the goal. Let's say this is the Yamagodl. It begins the shore of the Yamagodl. And suppose, so if the Jewish people be made Bovel, be made Ezra, would be Kadesh, all the territory near the Mediterranean Sea, so then the Mediterranean Sea would automatically be Niskadesh.
Right.
But suppose they are Kadesh only up to here, and then there is a big piece of land intervening between the territories that were Kadesh
and
the Yamagodl that were not Kadesh. So then we cannot say it's Mimele and Niskadesh.
Oh, right. Then
we cannot say.
But the Keres and Tosis book says, look up to Akalar Babu argues on this idea.
No, not on the concept. No, it's a machlekes in Mitzies. Rabbi Peter and Rabbi Tam assumed the Bovel war Kadesh, all the territory near the Yamagodl. They want Kadesh Bishon. Bishon was in another place, direction, you see. But near the Yamagodl, they were Kadesh, all the territories. After all, what places are near the Yamagodl? Let's say Haifa, Yaffe, Tel Aviv, these are the places. So those cities, the Bovel were Kadesh up to the Yamagodl. But then, in the eastern direction, they were not Kadesh. That's right. So Mele, since that the Yabosh, adjoining, that was contiguous to the Yamagodl, was near Bas, so Yamagodl automatically became Niskadesh. So, and Ramtam agreed with it. But one
basic principle, they both agreed.
That's right, yeah. It's a question of Mitzias. Anyway, so that's the aloha that is mentioned by the Shinvetzes in the name of the Yerushalm. Hayardin Shinotal Mizeb, Notal Mizeb. So I said, some Mele, there is no Yisrael to walk in Tel Aviv, Yaffa, up to this Mediterranean Sea. There might be an Yisrael to bathe in the Mediterranean Sea, in Achlanik. What? No, but now it's already, the shore is already beyond the imaginary line, certain places, not no places.
The
imaginary line. You have to be an archaeologist, you know. Yeah, I mean, you have to be very knowledgeable. So I think that's the pshat in the aloche of Muvlois.
But if the land which is beyond the imaginary line, but still unsure, that is Eretz Yisrael. That's why you need first of all.
If it is before the shore, the actual shore today.
It's still Eretz Yisrael. That's why you need the first border.
That's right. So there are two borders.
That's Eretz Yisrael because of it being the gvul, because the yam itself is the gvul.
That's right.
So once that's true that the yam itself is the gvul, let the yam itself automatically become this kedusha too. That's also, we said that automatically.
No, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Rabbanon. So the gvul is only a certain strip. A certain portion of it, a very small portion of it, from the shore to the imaginary line.
As they have to report it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway.
Don't hold that the wall is automatically yeah, right.
No, I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the whole Yamagotl is, Kineged Eretz Yisrael is a good. According to Rabbonon, let's say, this man, Kibush Yehoshua. So only this portion is called the Gvul. The rest of the Yamagotl is not the Gvul. It's already beyond the Gvul. Alright, anyway. So Mele, that's the significance of Muvlois. Muvlois means, now, let's go back again. These are cities mentioned Masay as Gvul. This is one city and this one city. This city that is mentioned as Gvul is built, bulges out, extends more eastward.
The
real demarcation line is this line.
Right.
But then there are certain villages that are confined and closed within that extension of the other city that is Gvul. Suppose, and that also happens in the course of millennia, maybe not centuries, but in the course of millennia, it happens. That's a fact. The earth itself.
Millennium.
1 second, please. The earth itself. Why don't you let me talk, please, Mr. Minkus, please? The earth itself can contract and can expand. So suppose that it will expand. Now the borderline is this, right? Suppose in the course of millennia, so it will expand so that the outer border of this city, I don't mean by building new houses. Building new houses is nothing.
Anyway.
That's right, Yamin. But between Matan Torah and now, several thousands of years, so it expands. So in other words, I don't mean it expanded by building new houses. That's nothing. That doesn't mean anything. But I mean the same position expands. So then it'll expand to here. So then the borderline will be this. And suppose it goes to here, so the borderline will be this one. So melee, that gives it a special status. So since it's a city that has a Halishan wool, and it can, like Yarden Shinotel Mizeh, Vinosel Mizeh, so it can be Malchiv, the Gvulmfelter soil and can be my the Gvulmfelter soil. So mele the Israel of Fossilotis now to soil the Hutzlines. It does not apply to a mocking that has a Halishan wood. Halishan wood. That's why the Gemara says here. That's why the Gemara says here, even according to Rabbi, who says because of the Shricha Likaime, so he says, Shalitachlim Nesayam. So he asks, why Litachlik after all? Same Yisrael should apply. So of course, there'll be a difference in Yisrael. But it's not just for fun. Machine came to other places, so one is allowed to move just for fun, just to take a walk, just like that.
So that's it.
The answer is, here there is no Yisrael either. There is no Yisrael to go from Lut to Kvalud. Because since Kvaludim has a Halation rule, and it has the potential of being Marhabat Israel, and being Mimayat Israel, so if I go there, so I'm not even the Yisrael of Asalot Snal Svalachutah. It's not real Chusnaras either, because it is something in between. Well, that's what I... What is that?
To live there.
Oh, that depends upon Mamishal Yisrael.
Depends what it was in Eretz Yisrael at that time or not.
That time, that's right.
So the Yisrael might not be so Homer when it's...
That's right. The Yisrael applies only even for a minute. They didn't cross the line even for 1 minute. In other words, if somebody, a Talmid of mine once asked me, I think that it was Nochman Eisenstein, at one time, Nochman Eisenstein. So he lived, he studied Nitri there, and he had a house that was on the borderline of Yerushalayim and this and that. So he said that he felt that perhaps his house was the real vul of Eretz Yisrael. So suppose, he says, when the bull falls out the window,
You can't
be allowed to go out there and to figure out.
It's a shy of him.
Yeah, all right.
Well, that's against assuming shouldn't be also, then, because at certain times where he's swimming might end up being Eretz Yisrael at one time.
That's right.
Even swimming mama should
be but Rabbi Chaim Sonnenfeld asked them even to take a walk. All right. There is a certain lady that wants to see me. So she said she'll see me at 15, but only for a few minutes yesterday.
Quarter after?
No, I told